Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Coach, you mentioned being better inside the red zone. You ran 9 plays inside the 5, only handed it to a running back one time. Is that about feel? Is that Watson checking on the line? Is that lack of confidence that you can punch it in? What goes into the line of thinking there?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Nope.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
He's back.
We got the teapot back a little bit of it.
Bill O'Brien, after practice today, Matt Khalil did not practice with your Houston Texans. It's been 6 days since he's been on a football field. Bill O'Brien asked about Matt Khalil by our own Matt Jarecki, and this is what B.O.B. had to say.
Is Matt Khalil hurt?
Is he hurt?
Yeah.
I don't have to release an injury report until the season starts. And every time I come up here, I get asked about 50 questions about injuries. So you'll get an injury report when the season starts. Right now, I'll tell you that he's out of practice per the head coach's discretion. How's that for an answer? Good?
Do you expect him to start for you week
one? Yes, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Per the head coach's discretion. That's funny. I mean, it is. I mean, he does have that discretion. So, it's just, this whole thing is just, it's just blowing my mind the way it's developed.
Seth Payne texted Lopez a conspiracy theory on this, actually, on this Khalil thing. And I think it's an interesting angle.
I think it is an interesting.
I said he texted you. I was in the group text, but I don't listen to what Seth says.
You're not
says
talking
anymore.
To him anymore?
No. Hell no. Absolutely not. It's a lose-lose situation for me, man. I've tried too hard for that, but what did he tell you?
Well, I'm not going to say Seth told me this because I don't know if he wanted me to go public with it, but I will say I got a text from someone who used to play in the NFL.
Oh, my gosh. Should we dump this?
That maybe...
No, I mean, I think this is a fair theory.
No,
this
I know. I'm just like messing around. Thing. Maybe he's contemplating retirement. You know, maybe this is... they're trying to either figure it out. He's trying to figure out if he wants to keep playing. Maybe he had this nagging foot thing. A lot of times, guys don't retire until they get back in camp, man. When you're in off season and you're feeling really good, I mean, how many players that have retired, you know, even recently, but that have retired have said, you know, what, come June or, you know, June or July before the training camp, I'm feeling that's the best I feel, you know, the whole year. And they might actually think that they can go another year. But then once they get in camp and they start getting tired and achy, they're like, nah, this body ain't going to do it anymore. Maybe. I mean, at this point, I'll take all theories.
I mean, retirement was a possibility for Khalil before the Texans signed him.
Yeah.
I mean, it was thrown out there because Carolina got rid of him. He missed all of last season. We've talked about it 100 times how Matt Khalil's missed 30 games the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
His body's been acting up. He hasn't played to the level that he did in 2012
as a rookie.
And he was bad
the week before these days off.
Yeah, I mean, maybe...
It was his worst week.
Maybe there is something there to that. You know, maybe Matt Khalil really is, you know, considering, you know, hanging it up or something. And maybe Bill O'Brien's defending his player.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, does it really change anything? If Bill O'Brien went up there and said, Matt Khalil is my backup left tackle, does it really change anything from him saying he's your starter at this point? Unless he gets the reps.
Yes. Now, I think it does change things.
Why?
Because that left tackle, starting left tackle position is so important on this team.
No, but I'm saying, like, if he's not, now, if he goes out there and actually starts, then yes. But 20 days from now, in practice with Matt Khalil sitting on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
What is the difference between him saying whether he is or isn't starting? I'm not saying that's...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Like, what...
Like, why declare him the starter?
Now, if on Saturday
when
they go
out... When
you
could say we're still evaluating. you know?
If he's starting on Saturday, then that matters.
Right.
But what he's saying right now, does it really matter what he could say about Matt Khalil?
Right. I mean, he's not even saying, well, nobody's asked, so it's not fair, but he's not even saying guys like Kiki Kuti are the starter, you know? But still, yeah, I get your point. That's a good one.
What goes into retirement? If Matt Khalil is, and those of you tuning in, this is just speculation. We don't know what's wrong with Matt Khalil. Bill O'Brien wouldn't say if it was an injury.
Mm-hmm.
Bill O'Brien wouldn't say. He just said it was the coach's discretion. So that's what leads to speculation, is when you have uncertainties. What goes into like that contemplation of that? Like, what do you
Your
do?
Your body talks to you, man. I mean, these guys,
they just don't have it.
You don't
it?
Think he would cash another $2.5 million check if he could? But he's out there, and maybe, and again, we're speculating on all kinds of things because we've never seen anything like this with 6 consecutive days off where you're starting left tackle who may or may not be injured. That's a possibility. He's like kind of taking a few days, not literally off because he's out there, but just kind of to kind of evaluate where he is in terms of wanting to play, wanting to do this. It's a possibility. You know, well,
John McClain threw this out when he was talking to us earlier, and it's just kind of interesting that he told us this, and then Bill O'Brien doesn't appear to want to say if Matt Khalil is hurt. This is what John McClain said when we asked him about Matt Khalil.
He's got a foot injury, and he's been out ever since that happened, and I don't know if he'll be back today. We're outside. They're going back in a bubble. They haven't let us in yet, and we'll see if he's out there.
I don't know. I mean,
what do you mean you don't know?
I don't know what's the story with him. We'll figure it out. We'll find out for sure. But if you're gonna say, you're kind of actually also throwing him under the bus, because
throwing who under the bus?
Matt Khalil. This is where Bill.
You're saying B.O.B.'s throwing him under the bus?
This is where Bill O'Brien is probably not doing a lot of service. He's doing a disservice to Matt Khalil.
Why?
Because all we're doing right now is speculating on him not being good. You know, you and me, and this is what upsets me the
most.
What
if that's the truth?
I finally figured it out.
But let
me lay out my point.
Okay.
Let me lay out my point, because I finally have kind of funneled all my thoughts into one. Bill O'Brien is not doing Matt Khalil any favors. In fact, he's hurting his reputation among Texans fans and all of us that go to practices.
Okay, tell me why.
And cover the team.
Tell me why.
Because he's not specifying if there is an injury at all. We are all assuming that Matt Khalil just stinks, that he is just not playing good football. If he would at least say what he said, and by the way, I mentioned this, the words he spoke about Jadeveon Clowney just 1 year ago, if he had just said the exact same thing about Matt Khalil, he'd be a lot better. But I was looking it up earlier, and basically a year ago this week, when asked about Jadeveon Clowney running around on the sideline, Bill O'Brien said, and I quote,
I remember this,
when we feel he is physically ready to participate, he'll be out there. Well, that's not a direct quote, so I paraphrase. When we feel like he's physically ready to be out there, we'll put him out there. If he just said that about Matt Khalil, we would all be saying, okay, all right.
But what if he's not hurt?
Bill O'Brien is, let me just be very clear on this. Bill O'Brien is, in a sense, throwing Matt Khalil under the bus.
He really is. I don't see it.
Because if he just said the exact same thing about Khalil that he said about Clowney 1 year ago this week, we'd all be going, okay, so he's not physically ready. Maybe some of us would jump to the conclusion of, well, he's not in shape, like we did with Clowney. But I don't think he has the same reputation as Clowney. I think most of us would jump to the conclusion of, okay, so it's a worse foot injury than we thought. But because O'Brien is saying, coach's discretion, I don't have to tell you, you know, et cetera. We're only here left to conclude that he's not on the field because he stinks.
But that would be common sense, though.
And that's throwing your guy under the bus.
Let me ask you this, John. You've been out at practice. You've mm-hmm. been out at most of these practices. Did you really need Bill O'Brien to sit here and mysteriously label why Matt Khalil isn't on the practice field to know that Matt Khalil is stunk?
No, but what I'm saying is he could rest those fears. He could make it a lot less about Matt Khalil being, you know, this guy that's inadequate and not a good player, and us speculating about everything. if he just said the exact same thing. When we think he's ready, he's going to be out there. You know, all he's doing is throwing him under the bus, really.
But Clowney had a scope last year, and they didn't feel he was ready. What if nothing is wrong with Matt Khalil? Mm-hmm. What if Matt Khalil really is thinking about retirement? What if Bill O'Brien really is keeping him off the field to try to figure things out? What if there really is nothing wrong? You're saying he should say that he's hurt even if he's not?
No, not even. He never said Clowney was hurt. He said when we feel he's ready to
be back on the field,
to play, to get back on the field, we'll put him out there. That's all he has.
But what if he doesn't plan to put him back out there?
What do you mean?
Like, well, he is saying he's his starter, so.
He might not have been, he might not have been planning on putting Clowney back on the field. He's really doing his starting left tackle a disservice. He really is.
That is not his starting left tackle. Don't you ever say that again, John.
It took me about 3
Don't you
hours.
Ever give me that hogwash again, OG.
It took me
Matt Khalil is not the starting left tackle. I don't care what Bill O'Brien says, and I better not hear it from the OG.
All right, here is the exact quote.
Seriously.
All right, here's the exact quote. I found it. Suppose Bill O'Brien said these exact words about Matt Khalil. When we feel like he's in football shape, we'll put him on the field. I think he's getting better and better.
Football shape.
Listen to the whole thing. I think he's getting better and better, being closer and closer to being able to do more. We'll see how it goes. He'll probably do a little bit more next week. We'll see how that goes. And at the end of the week, we'll make a decision relative to things like that. We've got a good plan for him, and he's doing a good job. He's working on it. I finally figured it out. He's throwing his guy under the bus. Because if he did this for Jadeveon Clowney and said those exact same words.
No, John.
Well, you're not going to change my mind. Because he's really doing him a disservice.
I think he likes Matt Khalil.
I know. So why is he saying coach's discretion, he may or may not be hurt? Why isn't he just saying this right
you
here?
So you think that Bill O'Brien, because I don't think he would maliciously throw Matt Khalil under the bus. I don't think he would do that.
I think it's an error in judgment. So I don't necessarily think it's malicious.
You think him being too paranoid is bad for Matt Khalil?
It's an error in judgment, yes.
So you think Bill, because I've said this before. I feel like sometimes when Bill O'Brien goes up there, I think a lot of times he gets overly like protective of things. To where sometimes it does him a disservice. You think, OG, right, that he's doing that to Matt Khalil?
I think he's doing him, whether it's conscious or not, an absolute disservice because people like us and fans are jumping to conclusions. Ask me the Matt Jarecki question, verbatim, or as close as you can remember.
So is Matt Khalil hurt? What's a Jarecki thing?
Was he the
so
one?
So is Matt Khalil hurt?
When we feel like he's in football shape, we'll put him on the field. Now follow up with another question about
Khalil. So is he injured?
I think he's getting better and better, being closer and closer to being able to do more. We'll see how it goes. Maybe a little more next week relative to how things are like that. That's all he had to do with Khalil.
So how do you feel about my girlfriend having Bumble?
How do you feel about Washington State versus University of Houston to start the season? Isn't that your favorite game of all time?
Yes, I like Cougars.
Yeah, because it's all Cougars.
Back to what you were saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it would make sense, but I don't know, man. I think you're onto something. Mm-hmm. I think this is why I like talking with you every day and sharing the microphone with the Loopholes in the city of Houston, because I think when you say that someone's throwing someone under the bus, a lot of times you think it's malicious and you think they're throwing them under the bus, but you can do it on accident. I do think that sometimes Bill O'Brien, because he likes to keep stuff close to the belt, mm-hmm, because he likes to protect players and stuff. A lot of times, like it's like a parent. Like when you overly protect your kid, sometimes you're actually putting him more in harm's way. That could be the case with Matt Khalil and Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think he's just doing him a disservice. I think that's the better way to put it. And by doing that disservice, he's throwing him under the bus, because everybody, look at the text board, look at our social media feeds. Everybody is like, well, Matt Khalil, what's going on? Blah blah blah. Nobody can figure it out. People are saying there's no way he's going to be the starter. They're trying to trade him. You know, he's not playing well. We have seen him not play well. Just be political.
But do you
just use the exact quote you used on Jadeveon Clowney?
Do you think it's a disservice to Matt Khalil because we have eyes. Like, mm-hmm, people have eyes. Fans aren't dumb. Mm-hmm. We have smart fans here in Houston. We have some smart media types. Mm-hmm. You think it's doing him a disservice to say he's the starting left tackle? Because I don't know what the payoff is. Mm-hmm. I don't think that there's necessarily any backlash. But if I'm just talking about from the perspective of Matt Khalil, from a coach's perspective, I don't think it matters if he says Matt Khalil's the starter right now. But just from the public perception of Matt Khalil,
and the public perception of the Houston Texans offensive line.
Yeah.
Do you think Bill O'Brien is doing Matt Khalil a disservice as well when he says that he's the starting left tackle and that he's had a good camp?
Yes, because it's part of it. Because when you say he's our starting left tackle and then you don't say if he's injured and he's missing six straight days, that's a disservice. I mean, how can it be described as anything but that? I don't understand how it could. Unless you, you know, kind of talk in an ambiguous way as he did with Clowney. I don't think he's malicious, as you said. I don't think he's doing it on purpose. I think he's just had – it's an error in judgment. He could have handled this a lot better.
I have somewhat of a concern about Bill O'Brien. I'll give it to you after the break because I think there's a fine line that Bill O'Brien is walking in regards to his role as head coach of the Houston Texans. And I'm gonna lay it out to the OG and let him let me know if I'm on to something or not. We're also going to play Think No Fear non-Texans edition. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.